Thursday, May 1st, 8 p.m. at the Music Hall, 925 Bascom Mall. Brian Lynch graduated from the Wisconsin Conservatory of Music and has performed with Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers and the Horace Silver Quintet. He's collaborated with greats like Hector Lavoe, Lila Downs, and Prince. That's Brian Lynch and the UW Jazz Orchestra with special guests, the UW Honors Jazz Band. 8 p.m. May 1st at the Music Hall, 925 Bascom Mall. Keeping you informed about all the jazz that's going on around the capital city, this is WORT 89.9 FM, Madison. Listener-sponsored community radio.
Radio Literature, Madison's weekly look at poetry, fiction, memoir, and experimental writing for readers of all ages. Settle in for a conversation on radio literature.
I'm Marilyn Taylor, and I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight on WORT's weekly radio literature show. Our guest this evening is Jeffrey Gilpin of DeForest, just outside of Madison. And Jeff is the current president of an organization called the Council for Wisconsin Writers, which could be called a pretty well-kept secret on the state's literary landscape, but the organization has a long and very impressive, really rather breathtaking history. And because it'll be celebrating its 50th anniversary next month, Jeff has very kindly agreed to share a little bit about why I'm making this rather extravagant claim. Welcome to Radio Literature, Jeff.
Hello, Marilyn. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, you are so welcome, and I'm hoping that you can tell us a little bit about the Council for Wisconsin Writers, which I will abbreviate as the CWW.
Mm-hmm, sure.
How did it get started?
Actually, the CWW has its origins in Milwaukee back in the 1950s. There was a group of people back then who called themselves the Raconteurs, and they...
How modest of them.
Yes, they like to hang out and talk about books and writing, and after a while, they decided that they wanted to get serious and do something to support Wisconsin writers and the arts in the state, so... In 1963, they incorporated under the name Council for Wisconsin Writers, and they got a grant that year from the Johnson Foundation in Racine, and that let them put on their first writing contest. And in 1965, they gave out their first award to a poet named Chad Walsh, and as far as I know, that was the only award they gave out that year, although... starting the next year, they held multiple contests in a variety of literary genres, and that's the tradition that we continue today.
Well, that's great. I understand from what you say, then, that the prime raison d'etre of the CWW is to give out awards.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Our mission is to support and encourage Wisconsin writers and promote the literature of our state. And we do a variety of things, but our main activity is our yearly writing contest, yeah.
That's great. Who have been some of the winners of the contest over the years, or contests, I should say?
Well, I have a long list here. You know, it's our 50th anniversary, and one of the things that we're doing to celebrate at our banquet is that we're putting together this great commemorative program that has a list of all of the people who have won all of our awards going back to the beginning. And maybe I could just read a few of the names.
Cause it's, sure. I trust they're not all coming to the banquet.
No, some of them, and it would have to be in, I guess, ectoplasmic form. But it's as a writer myself, this is a pretty humbling list. Some of our winners have included August Derleth, the great Wisconsin regional writer and publisher, Lori Moore, the novelist and short story author, Jean Hamilton, the novelist, Ron Wallace, certainly one of the greatest living poets, Jacqueline Machard, whose novel The Deep End of the Ocean was so big a few years ago, and the superstar children's author, Kevin Henkes. And these are just a few of the names, and the list is goes on, and most of the names aren't as well known as that, but many of them are just as good, and they deserve the support, and that's our mission.
That is really kind of a breathtaking list. It's sort of too bad they can't all come, posthumously or not, to the banquet. Where is the banquet again? I know it's in Milwaukee.
Every year we hold our annual awards banquet at the Wisconsin Club in Milwaukee.
Oh, that's a beautiful place.
It's this gorgeous old mansion, and they serve really good food, and everybody gets to go in and see how the other half used to live in the 19th century.
Wow.
You know, maybe I mentioned some of the names of the authors who have won over the years, and maybe I could mention a few of the book titles, too.
That'd be great.
Titles like Please Don't Come Back from the Moon. And
whose book was that? That was
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I know that was, it'll come to me.
Dean Bacopoulos. Yeah, who was the founder of the Wisconsin Book Festival.
That's
and
right.
He doesn't live in Wisconsin
that.
Anymore. Some of these others, the Lives of Saints and Everything. Who Will Run the Frog Hospital? And Water Becomes Bone.
What great titles. I wish
I could write titles like that.
And I know it, yeah.
Some of the nonfiction titles are At the Creation, Myth, Reality, and the Origin of the Harley-Davidson Motorcycle.
Fascinating.
And Farmhouse Fiddlers, Music and Dance Traditions in the Rural Midwest. And The Father's Guide to Birth, Babies, and Loud Children. So those names should give you some idea of the breadth and variety and depth of the literature in our state.
It's an incredible variety. We should really be talking about this year's awards. It's not a secret anymore, is it, as to who won in the various categories?
No, it's not at all. And this year we're going to be adding some new names to our list of Wisconsin writers. And I have the program here. Do you want to just read through the list here?
I'll help you read them if you'd like. Yeah, thank you.
Why don't I start? We can switch off contests. I'll do the first one and you can take the next one. Our first award this year, and I should say that we're presenting our awards on May 10th. These awards are for works published in our contest year 2013.
So these are the 2013 winners.
That's correct.
I see.
Yeah. So our first contest is the Edna Ferber Fiction Book Award, and the winner, let's start with the honorable mention this year, was Raymond D. Schrab of Hartford for his book Dutch Schultz and the Gold of Killali. And the winner is Jessie Lee Kercheval of Madison for her book My Life as a Silent Movie.
Okay, and let's see. I think we have them in different order here, but let's do the best we can.
Okay.
In the award for short fiction, Margaret Benbow of Madison is the recipient of the honorable mention in that category for a short story called Simeon, Prophet, and Johanna. And the winner in that category is Matt Cashin of La Crosse. His short story is called Awful Pretty. And the name of the contest itself is the Zona Gale Award for Short Fiction.
Mm-hmm. And our next category is the Norbert Bly August Derleth Nonfiction Book Award. And the honorable mention this year goes to Nicholas Hoffman and Jesse Gant of Appleton for their book Wheel Fever, How Wisconsin Became a Great Bicycling State. And our winner is B.J. Hollers of Eau Claire for his book Opening the Doors, The Desegregation of the University of Alabama and the Fight for Civil Rights in Tuscaloosa.
And the winner this year, or the honorable mention this year, of the Edna Moit Poetry Book Award was Seth Abramson of Madison for a book, a collection of poems called Thievery. And the winner in the poetry, full-length poetry book category is Ahmaud Jamal Johnson of Madison for a book called Darktown Follies from Tupelo Press.
And moving on, the Tofty Wright Children's Literature Award this year, the honorable mention is Rebecca Williams Spindler and Madeline Spindler of Madison. And this is a mother-daughter writing team. I don't think we've ever had that before.
That's great.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Their book is called Moving Out and Moving On. And our first prize winner this year is A.M. Bostwick of Tomahawk for The Great Catnap.
The Great Catnap. What a great name for a kid's book. It's wonderful. We haven't done the K.W. Levin Short Nonfiction Award yet, have we? Read that one off?
No.
No, okay.
Do that one.
The honorable mention in that category was Jill Sisson Quinn of Scandinavia, Wisconsin. Honorable mention for her essay, The Myth of Home. And the winner of the Short Nonfiction Award is Craig Reinbold of Milwaukee. And his article is called The Girl in the Photograph, and it appeared in Ruminate magazine.
And our next award is the Loreen Niedecker Poetry Award. We have two poetry awards. We have one for book-length poetry, and then the Niedecker Award is for a collection of five selected poems that can be published in a variety of literary journals. And this year our honorable mention is Rita Mae Reese of Madison for five selected poems. And our first prize winner is Jeannie Tomasco of Middleton, also for five selected poems.
Have we exhausted the categories with the exception of the Essay Award for Young Writers?
There's our Student Essay Award, and then we also have our Honorary Awards.
Okay, well, the Student Essay Award, I really feel that you should talk about, since mm-hmm. that award was sort of your baby, Jeff, as I recall.
And it's worked out really, really well. As far as I know, this is the first and only statewide essay contest for Wisconsin high school students. And we invite any high school student to submit an essay of up to 1,500 words, and the essay can be on any topic. And the essays are all judged by members of the CWW Board of Directors. We choose a first prize and an honorable mention, and the kids get real money. The first prize winner gets $250, and the honorable mention gets $50, and they're invited to join us at our awards banquet in Milwaukee, and it's a wonderful time for everybody. The kids really love it, and I think most importantly for a day, the high school students get to be part of the community of writers.
The greater Yale, Wisconsin writing community. That is really wonderful. I'll pause for just a second to remind everyone that we're talking with Jeff Gilpin, who is the president of the Council for Wisconsin Writers, which is about to celebrate its 50th year of recognizing with cold, hard cash Wisconsin's finest writers. I note, Jeff.
Maybe I should read the winners of our.
Please do.
Yes. We've had winners from high schools all over the state in the years that we've done this contest, and they come from big city high schools and small rural high schools. This year, both winners are from the Milwaukee area. Our honorable mention is Satvir Kalsi, who attends Brookfield Academy in Brookfield, and his essay is titled Out of the Cold, A Friend. And our first prize winner is Hannah Kinzer, who attends the Eisenhower Middle and High School in New Berlin for her essay, 30,000 Feet in the Air.
Thank you. Forgive me for not having you put the names in. It's late at night.
Yeah.
I also see that there's an award, one of the two major awards, if that's the right adjective for them. One of them is called the Christopher Latham Scholes Award, and I have two questions about that. Who was Christopher Latham Scholes, and what does this award recognize?
Christopher Latham Scholes invented the typewriter.
He did.
He was a Milwaukee newspaper publisher and politician. And he invented the typewriter hardware, and he also invented the QWERTY keyboard layout that still struggling with.
Did they call it hardware, typewriter hardware?
I read an article about him, and they had a bunch of goofy names for it back then, and I think he came up with the term. But R. Scholes Award it's not an award for writers. It is an award for outstanding encouragement of Wisconsin writers. And over the years, this award has gone to educators, publishers, booksellers, and I was looking back at the list on our program, and there's one kind of nostalgic thing for me. I grew up in Appleton, and I saw that Conkey's Bookstore in Appleton won the Scholes Award 1 year. And when I was a kid, I just lived in Conkey's, and so that was a big part of my literary life as a kid. And Schwartz Bookstore in Milwaukee won, too.
So it could be awarded to an entity and the people behind it as well as to an individual.
That's right.
Yeah. I think Norbert Bly won that 1 year.
He won the major achievement.
The major achievement. Well, that's a good way to segue into that one because there is another honorary award, the Major Achievement Award given by the CWW every year. And I'm assuming, obviously, that this recognizes a writer with a very long and very impressive career.
Yeah. The Major Achievement Award is to a writer who has developed a distinguished body of work over a career. And as you mentioned, some of the winners in the past have included Norbert Blythe, a Wisconsin regional writer who wrote a number of books about Door County, Antler, the Madison poet, Jerry Apps.
Milwaukee poet.
Jerry Apps, who's written so many books about Wisconsin history and culture. And this year, for our 50th anniversary, we will be honoring with our Major Achievement Award, John Nichols.
Tell us a little bit about John Nichols, please.
He is the associate editor of the Capital Times. He has written for The Nation, The Progressive, and a variety of publications. He was one of the first political bloggers. He appears widely on TV and radio, and we will be honoring him with our Major Achievement Award, and he'll be the keynote speaker.
And he'll be the keynote speaker. That is great. I look forward to it so much. Incidentally, that is May. What is the date of the conference?
It's
the banquet again?
The banquet is Saturday, May 10th.
May 10th.
And if listeners out there are interested, you can still get a ticket for the banquet. You can learn more information at our website, wiswriters.org. You can find a registration form. You can also register online. And I believe the deadline for registration for the banquet is May 5th. So we hope you'll all come and join us.
Yes, come and join us. And if you do, maybe that will get you stimulated to become a submitter yourself for the 2014 contest. It's just a lovely way to meet your fellow writers and to get kind of turned on by what's going on in this state literarily, if there is such a word.
Yeah. Every year the banquet is a kind of gathering of the clans.
Yeah, it's a very upbeat occasion on a beautiful afternoon. Big, huge, old-fashioned stained glass windows with the sun pouring in. And I might add that the Wisconsin Club has a wonderful kitchen and the food is always terrific.
Yeah.
See if you can come May 10th.
Yeah, please join us.
Jeff, I know that you are a widely recognized writer yourself, and that you won a Council for Wisconsin Writers Award in what, 2000?
In 2006.
Six,
yeah.
Right. You're a nonfiction writer? Was that for nonfiction? Tell
it
us.
It was, yeah. I won the August Derleth Award back then, and I entered the contest. I won for my memoir, The Maharishi Effect, a personal journey through the movement that transformed American spirituality. And after winning the contest, I was invited to join the board. And a lot of our board members come to us as contest winners.
Or honorable mentions as well.
Yeah.
Well, what are you doing now? Because 2006 is a while ago.
That's
right. You're still writing, right?
Yeah. I do literary nonfiction, and I'm really excited about my current project. The working title of my new book is Reason and Magic, Insights from the New Psychedelic Science. And the topic is the new scientific and medical research into psychedelics, or sometimes called entheogens or hallucinogens, drugs like psilocybin, MDMA, ecstasy, LSD, which are things that we normally associate with the 60s counterculture. But as it turns out, some of these substances have a lot of medical potential for treating serious conditions like post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, addiction, autism. There's new research on cluster headaches. And in addition to the clinical and medical applications, there's just fascinating fundamental neuroscience coming out of this research. The entheogens have a lot to teach us about the basic functioning of the brain and consciousness.
Well, tell me, is it now acceptable to research in this area, or does it still have a little taint of that?
Yeah, it's a fascinating story. The research started back in the 1950s and 60s, and of course it was very promising back then, but then all of that got shut down because of the politics of the war on drugs. And we really lost decades of valuable research time and potentially, you know, helping a lot of suffering people. But recently, within the last few years, the situation is starting to thaw a little bit, and we're starting to see new pioneering research at places like UCLA and Johns Hopkins, and it's a really, really exciting time.
Turning a corner. Of course, it makes me think immediately of the growing acceptability of cannabis for people who are ill or not, as the case may be, but certainly it has benefits of all kinds for people who are ailing in some way or another, which I think has to be a positive sign for the wider scope of hallucinogens, et cetera, that you are writing about.
Yeah, it's very much a related part of the story. The national attitudes really are changing, and changing very quickly. And
it's wonderful to see a good sign.
I know. It's been such a long, cold freeze. But it may be that within the next, some people in the field are saying within the next 10 years or so, that we may see the first legal prescription uses of drugs like psilocybin or MDMA through a clinic or a therapist of some sort.
Do you have a medical background? Do you come from knowledge in that area?
I'm a writer.
Or are you just making it up?
I'm a writer. I'm a professional tourist. And, you know, the great thing about being a writer is that you can pretty much follow your fancy. You know, you can you can go knock on doors, and people will talk to you. If you say you're writing a book, they will just happily let you in, and they want to talk about it, which is one of the most rewarding things about the job. Otherwise, it's in some ways not the greatest job in the world.
Is it your day job?
It is. I've been a writer my whole life. I spent a lot of years in the computer software business. I wrote textbooks about computer programming, and I had a business here in Madison writing computer reference manuals and user guides and so forth. And a few years ago I went back to school and got an MFA, and I'm trying to do more literary work now.
I see. Did you get your MFA here at UW?
No, I went to Goucher College.
Goucher.
And it was one of the first programs in creative nonfiction nationally. And now, of course, that's all over the
place. Was that a low residency program?
It was. I know that it has a fine
reputation.
Yeah.
We're talking with Jeff Gilpin, who is president of the Council for the Wisconsin Writers, which is about to celebrate its 50th year of recognizing Wisconsin's finest writers. And I wanted to find out a little bit more about Jeff, as well as the contest and the awards and the banquet, while I was able to have him on the air. Did you happen to bring, Jeff, anything from your book that you could read to
us? I didn't bring any samples with me. However, if listeners are interested in learning more about my work, my current project on psychedelics, I invite everybody to go to my website, jeffgilpin.com.
You'll have to spell that.
It's spelled GEOFFGILPIN.com. So you can go in and read excerpts and see original research and look around and maybe discover something interesting.
That is really wonderful that your area of interest is so broad, because it's amazing how literature really is such a wide term that encompasses so much.
Yeah.
I feel very privileged to have been able to interview you
tonight. Well, thank you. And it's really a privilege to be part of the CWW. When we were doing this program and putting together all these names, it was really kind of a humbling experience, actually, as a writer looking at the quality and the variety and the depth of literature that's come out of the state. It's like a big, great stream of quality literature. And,
absolutely.
It's an honor to be part of it now.
I certainly feel that way, too, because Wisconsin is so often looked at as flyover country by writers, poets and writers on the East Coast and on the West Coast, and even in that large city to the south of Milwaukee, the name of it just sort of escapes me. But it's so nice that Wisconsin has so many impressive names on the literary map. Well, is there anything that you would like to send us off with, like a little message about the banquet, hint, hint?
Well, please come to our banquet. And one more time, I'll say to go to our website, wiswriters.org. In addition to the banquet registration form, you can find lists of all of our past winners. You can learn about more about our contests. If you're interested in entering next year, our contest submission period begins in November, and it continues through January, and you can find entry forms on our website, so please get involved.
I might just add, Jeff, that our judges who make the selections of the awards are from out of state, and all of them are very prominent writers in that particular field. Mm-hmm. These are people whose names you'd recognize immediately who do the judging for our contests.
Mm-hmm. We're very fortunate in our writers and our judges, yes.
Right. So I will sign off by saying that this has been Marilyn Taylor of WORT's Radio Literature Show interviewing Jeff Gilpin, president of the Council for Wisconsin Writers. And I hope that you'll join us again next Thursday evening at 7:30 for another look into the lives and or the works of writers and readers across the state of Wisconsin and beyond.
You've been listening to Radio Literature, a collectively produced weekly program on WORT 89.9 FM, Madison, and WORT HD. We are listener-sponsored community radio. Join us again next Thursday at 7:30 for more features of local writers and writers of local interest.
You are listening to WORT 89.9 FM, Madison listener-sponsored community radio. Time is 8 o'clock. Stay tuned for the Bad Sister Heidi in studio with Reverend Velveteen for Psychoacoustics.